Hello and welcome to the Weekly Fix. My name is Matt Maggio. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager for RBC GAM's U.S. CLO business. Tariff speculation has been the hot topic over the past few weeks and has been the main driver of market volatility. Tomorrow, on Liberation Day, President Trump will outline his tariff plan. Per Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, these tariffs will be reciprocal in nature, will provide ability for impacted countries to lower their tariffs, reduce non-tariff barriers, and end currency manipulation, all in an effort to make the global trading system fair for American workers again. Additional drivers of uncertainty include potential near-term inflation due to these tariffs, reduced and/or paused CapEx spending, and a higher-for-longer rate environment. Consumers have also been taking a pause, given the recent market noise, as confidence surveys have showed slight weakness in recent spending. Two sectors that have been the most volatile from tariff fears are autos and building products. During COVID, we saw several sponsors taking up leverage well above historical norms, specifically in building product space. That trade is now seeing the pain of what cyclicality does to liquidity. All this to say, we think this is a great opportunity to pick winners in the sector to drive returns over the next 12 to 18 months. The U.S. leveraged loan market has held up relatively well in this environment, given a consistent CLO bid in the face of ETF outflows. The current environment for new CLO creation has been difficult, given widening AAA spreads and a steepening yield curve. Equity ARB has been challenged recently as the loan market has lagged the broader markets, which is not atypical, historically speaking. Price volatility in loans has been seen mostly in B3, B- loans, which saw recent new issue tight execution at SOFR plus 275 to 300 and has created convexity and an opportunity to buy at discounts. These spreads from Q4 24 were recent historical tights. B- loans since January are 50 basis points wider, while higher quality BB- loans are only 25 basis points wider. The trading up in quality trade, given this market uncertainty, has been very popular. Strategically, we have built cash into this volatility, focused mostly on selling our low coupon B3 and B- loans. Right now, we feel staying nimble is the best strategy. Thank you for your time and partnership.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.